Previously on Algoa FM.
The Community Schemes Ombuds Service has issued a new directive to eliminate undesirable estate rules in South Africa's residential complexes. This includes unconstitutional or unfair practices like restricting domestic workers, enforcing specific service providers, or imposing excessive fines. The directive strengthens residents' rights, improves transparency, and holds trustees and managing agents accountable with penalties for non-compliance ranging from fines to imprisonment. For homeowners, tenants, and buyers, it promotes fairness, clarity, and long-term property value. Joining us today is Grant Smee, CEO of Only Realty Property Group, a seasoned property expert with years of experience navigating South Africa's residential property landscape. Grant is widely recognized for his practical insights to the sectional title and estate living environment, frequently advising on compliance, governance, and investment trends. His expertise makes him the ideal voice to unpack implications of the CSOS's new directive and what it means for homeowners, tenants, and prospective buyers in South Africa. Good afternoon to you, Grant. Tell me, why did this come about?
So I think CSOS had seen through many of its hearings that it's been holding, as well as complaints it's been receiving, that there have been the negative implications of trustees and directors putting in place rules that are seen as undesirable or unfair, and like you said, unconstitutional. So they felt the need to put in a practice directive which really consolidates and supersedes any of the prior directives, but creates a single reference for the community scheme governance, essentially.
So how does this new directive begin to change that dynamic?
What I think it does is it really provides clarity to owners and individuals that interact with sectional title schemes and HOAs on their rights and responsibilities relating to the rules that are implemented by trustees and directors. So it really provides clarity of the interaction with the trustees and directors, as well as clarity on what constitutes undesirable rules. And they have then an avenue to go and either raise concerns about this or appeal any fines that have been associated to these rules.
The statement last week mentions abusive or unconstitutional rules. Examples of abusive or unconstitutional rules, what are we talking about here?
Yes, I think we've got to really determine the difference between a rule that really sort of affects you personally but is for the better good of a scheme where you're living in a community, and rules that are really undesirable across the board. So some of the rules that have been put in place was restriction of movement of domestic workers and gardeners through estates and sectional title schemes. So not allowing the real freedom of movement through those spaces. Unwarranted or excessive fines on speeding, which have been implemented in HOAs. And then actually the one which is probably the most sensitive and contentious is rules around having absolutely no pets or sort of a blanket denial of having a pet in a complex.
Talking about pets, I think that's another one that I think for many, including myself, would fall under unconstitutional. You see a lot of ads. Now, a place will be perfect, spacious. It'll say something like, hey, your dog is fine, but definitely no cats or no dogs. Does that, would it fall under this directive?
So the rule would be certainly fall within the undesirable category, and what the CSOS does require is that they apply themselves and apply themselves to each instance. So they can't have a blanket rule saying, well, you just can't have cats. Need to do is upon each application, they need to go through the process of understanding what is the situation and make a determination on each instance versus that blanket rule. So I think it's important that, there are a lot of complexes out there that have got blanket bans against pets entirely. And again, that has been seen as undesirable by CSOS, requiring that trustees actually apply themselves to each instance.
So do you feel that this accountability will curb overreach? I mean, it's one of the issues that were listed in the statement.
Yes. So I think there's important also the Rental Housing Act itself does supersede a lot, and the right to housing does supersede the trustee's right to impose fines. And a trustee cannot tell a landlord to kick out a tenant based on certain things. So it would have to go through a process. So I think, again, this overreach really sticks down to where people become trustees or directors and feel that they have sort of unlimited power in terms of how the complex runs, and sometimes apply their personal beliefs and judgment to situations that they are not entitled to. So I think, again, in terms of excessive fines, it's fining excessively against, putting washing out or or speeding, which is obviously an issue, but applying excessive fines and limiting those fines to not be more than the levy itself on a monthly basis is the first thing. So you can't just ramp up fines to be at an excessive level. But secondly is again, putting in place this directive really limits the trustees and directors' abilities to put in rules that in place that are seen to be their preference versus necessary for the scheme.
Who ensures that this message gets to the Homeowners Association? There could be somebody right now who's feeling that there's a bit of overreach from Homeowners Association.
CSOS obviously do send out material all the time. Every scheme in the country and HOA needs to be part of CSOS, so they are should be registered with CSOS. The directors and trustees are required to understand the implications of their roles and not only the personal liability, but the rules and laws that they need to adhere to. But then the managing agents are also required to be up to date on in terms of these directives in particular, and need to share them with the directors and trustees and make them aware of them. Keeping them accountable to them is very difficult for the managing agents, but that's where the CSOS adjudication processes come in place, where you can submit a complaint to CSOS and go from there. So an owner that might feel that there are rules in place that shouldn't be in place, they can make a submission to CSOS to have a for CSOS to make a determination on whether that rule is undesirable or not.
We're talking to Grant Smee, who's the CEO of Only Realty Property Group. We're talking about the Community Schemes Ombud Services new directive. How does the industry feel? How do other practitioners in your industry feel about this new directive?
So I mean, obviously, broadly in terms of our colleagues that we speak to in the market, we're quite excited by this clarity that's provided by CSOS. I think for the longest time, we've had no real point of reference to point towards when trustees or directors or owners have come and said, well, these rules are unfair or overreaching or cannot be in place or unconstitutional or break the act or go against the act. So I think at least what this directive has created is this real clarification point for everybody in terms of rules in the states. And I think you're right that what the rules over time where there hasn't been this direction has provided uncertainty and sort of discomfort for people becoming owners in section title complexes in particular, because again, certain rules in place, you feel, well, that's unfair, I'm not going to live there. It provides real clarity. And so I think it actually opens things up versus the reverse, which people have felt it might cause a few more issues with more regulation. I think what it does is just because it's real, providing real clarity, it sort of opens up the conversation and the ability for people to really question whether rules are fair or not.
So Grant, where can listeners get more information on this new directive?
So the best place to go is the CSOS website, the Community Scheme Ombud Service website, csos.org.za. And there's lots of clarity direction. You can download the directive there. It's detailed, but it's not extensive. It's worthwhile reading. It's particularly if you're going to buy into a section title HO scheme, it's definitely something that you want to be on top of to understand better.
Grant, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.